Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
Some of you know that I love to travel by bicycle when I can. I am privileged to be able to ride often along the Mississippi River north of the Quad Cities. It is often so very beautiful. Last fall, I was on a bicycle ride. The sun was setting, and the Mississippi River brightened in all sorts of colors. All shades of pinks and blues lit up the river along with golds and yellows. Geese flew by and ducks floated peacefully. It was a beautiful sight I witnessed while crossing our bridge on my bicycle. The next morning at sunrise, this beautiful panorama was repeated, but in reverse. God raised the sun. The sky lit up, and the river reflected the beauty of the sunrise. The sunrise represents for us the magnificence of God, the glory of the resurrection. Noted author Ernest Hemingway said a person gets to know the country better on a bicycle. He wrote, quote, "It is amazing what you can see from a bicycle. It is by riding a bicycle that you learn the contours of a country best, since you have to sweat up the hills and coast down them. Thus you remember them as they actually are, while in a motor car only a high hill impresses you, and you have no such accurate remembrance of country you have just driven through as you gain by riding a bicycle," unquote. Riding through the woods on the Rock Island Trail near Princeville, where I was pastor for 10 years, I saw every form of wildlife. I also saw all kinds of birds, beautiful birds, in startling colors, which I had heard of being part of our wildlife in Illinois, but had never seen in person. God's creation is so beautiful. Modern music, they say, started about 1,000 years ago. There had always been music, but the four-part harmonies of what would become polyphony, motets in church and madrigals at home, began when early composers began to listen to the beautiful mixture of sounds made by flocks of birds in forest near their homes. How beautiful. Although I'm partial to fall, there is true beauty in spring, as each plant and animal comes alive in sequence. Even closed in as we've been with this coronavirus, we have been able to view spring in all its majesty. The grass began to turn green, and then the trees started to bud, and then a snowstorm. Crocuses began to bloom, even among the snow, and then daffodils and tulips, and then all kinds of fragrant flowers. These smell wonderful, but they challenge those of us with hay fever. But lilacs and lilies of the valley remind us even more of the beauty of God's creation. The exuberance of the world in spring reminds us of the joy with which we have greeted the news of the resurrection at Easter, and something we have been celebrating through these weeks as the story of the early church has unfolded week after week. On this sixth Sunday of Easter, we look ahead to the Ascension, which we celebrate this coming week. Jesus prepared the apostles for his ascension. He told the apostles, "In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and you will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you." Jesus remains with us in many ways. How beautiful is that? God remains with us through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, whose coming we commemorate at Pentecost. In the Acts of the Apostles this week, we learn of the work of the Holy Spirit brought in the sacrament of confirmation to the people of Samaria. We read in Acts, quote, "Now when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit," unquote. After the ascension of our Lord on that first Ascension Thursday, the apostles join in fervent prayer with the Blessed Mother for the coming of the Holy Spirit. 9 days of prayer, the original novena, was rewarded with the Holy Spirit coming fullness upon the apostles at Pentecost. As some of us prepare to begin our Pentecost novenas this Thursday, we pray fervently that the Holy Spirit may come upon us to heal a troubled world and to lead us to a better tomorrow. On a personal note, my first Holy Mass was celebrated on the sixth Sunday of Easter 28 years ago in 1992. Thank you to all who have been so much a part of my priesthood. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.